Now let's go to the start menu. Before we do some of the net things, we'll just quickly go into Word Mobile and do a bit of typing on here.
Today.
So press P for programs.
Programs window, list, Skype.
And then W for Word.
W, Word Mobile.
And then Enter.
Enter, Word Mobile. Word Mobile dialog, a problem with the document was encountered and it cannot be opened.
Okay, I get that message, and there's obviously something on my device causing that, but we just ignore it. We press Enter to
Mobile window, button 1, new, button 2, menu.
So simply by pressing button 1, the soft key button 1, we can create a new document. We'll do that.
Word Mobile window, rich text editor, button 1, view, button 2, menu.
We have a standard menu bar here. If I press button 2,
undo, disabled. Radio, disabled.
I'm just arrowing through the menu.
Cut, disabled. Copy, disabled.
They're disabled because we haven't written anything yet.
Paste, disabled. Edit, submenu.
So we can go into the submenu, just press right arrow.
Find slash replace. Clear, disabled. Select all. Find slash replace.
Just press left arrow to get back to the next top level.
Edit, sub, format, submenu. Font.
I'm in the format menu now.
Paragraph. Font.
And we'll go back.
Format, submenu. Tools, submenu. File, submenu. Undo, disable.
Okay, so it's a standard menu bar, really.
Rich text editor.
We're back. I just press tap 2 to get out of the menu. And now I'm going to start typing on the keyboard. The way I have mine configured, at the beginning of every sentence, it automatically capitalizes, so I don't have to press the shift key, which is quite nice on a device like this. So I can type hello, and space,
hello,
on,
this,
little, device. What's interesting is the spacing of these keys and where they're placed.
Device.
So for example, the V is slightly to the right of where I would expect it to be because there's an extra key on that row. So it does take a bit of getting used to, but as you can hear, it's doable. Whoops, I've done two H's there.
H.
Just backspace.
Which
is. What should we type here? Which is very.
Very.
Small. Full stop.
Small.
There we go. So we're just typing. We can review that just by pressing, well, we can just do an arrow, actually.
Hello on this little device, which is very small.
And so we can keep typing. It's automatically saved that by using the first few words of this document as its name, but you can change that at any time by going into the file menu and saving the document. So that's Pocket Word. You can go and do spell checking. And it does seem to read most Word documents pretty well, although on this device, probably because of the processor speed, if I load the MobileSpeak Pocket manual into it, for example, which is about a 600K Word document, it takes a very long time to load the document. But once it's loaded, after about maybe 3 minutes or more, it is reasonably responsive to navigate the document. Let's go online now, and first of all, we'll do a quick surfing of the web. So we'll go to the Start menu.
Today.
And press I for Internet Explorer.
Internet Explorer window, editable combo, file colon slash slash backslash windows backslash default dot htm, button 1 favorites, button 2 menu.
And as you heard, button 1 will bring up the favorites, button 2 brings up the Internet Explorer menu, but I'm just going to type into here www.google.com and press enter.
Downloading page, button 1 stop, button 2 menu. Page has 5 links. Link news, link mail, link personalized home, link preferences, link help and terms. Copyright 2006.
So now we are on the Google website. And in fact, Google is smart enough to see that I'm accessing this with a mobile device, and so it has taken me to its Google mobile page. We can check the soft key assignments now by pressing Shift and single tap 2.
Control.
Oops.
Control off.
There we go. We just press it again to get rid of it and press Shift.
Shift.
And single tap 2.
Button 1 back, button 2 menu.
So when we bring up the menu for Internet Explorer.
Home.
That will take us to our home page as we've defined it in the options.
Favorites.
And we've got favorites there, so I can go into the favorites now.
Internet Explorer window, favorites, preview, mobile favorites, group, Explorer Windows Mobile, level 1.
Now let's down arrow.
MSN Mobile, level 1.
And we'll press enter on MSN Mobile.
Top headlines in, top headlines in Allnewsk, page has 15 links. Link Windows Live, Link Windows Live Mail Beta, Link Windows Live Search Beta.
And we're on
Link
that page.
MSN Hotmail.
We'll just
Link
tap
MSN Spaces Beta Dash Update
Virtual Key 4.
Link Maps.
And it stopped us very accurately, exactly where we asked it to stop, which is a great function of this. There will be some things, I'm sure, that will be added in the future. I'd like the ability to be able to skip past the links at the top of a page and some navigation keys, such as the ability to get to a heading, to forms, etc., would be great. But the virtual buffer is very accurate in which the web page is loaded, and they're doing a very good job of allowing people to browse the web on such a small device. Similarly, we can go into Pocket MSN Messenger. And we'll do that by pressing the start key.
Button 1, today.
And now we'll press P.
Programs window, list, word mobile.
And
Internet
P again.
Explorer with B, pictures, and B, Pocket MSN.
And we'll press enter on that.
Enter, Pocket MSN window, list, MSN Messenger, button 1 done, button 2 options.
There are other options here. We can move through this menu.
MSN Hotmail. Compose Hotmail, MSN Mobile Home, Pocket MSN Help, Pocket MSN Help.
Okay, let's go back to the top.
MSN Messenger.
And press Enter to open MSN Messenger.
Enter. Tap here to sign in, button 1 sign in, button 2 menu.
So what I need to do to sign in, because I've been on here before and it remembered my username and password, so I can just tap the soft key 1, and it's going ahead and signing in. And the sign-in process on these devices, or at least on this device, can take a wee while, but it's going to go ahead and do that. So as you can see, there's a lot of good access to the core applications, and even some that are not core. For example, RealPlayer works really well, as
Real
does
Jonathan, open
the Audible Manager.
Online, close parenthesis, root, close.
Now I can just move through my contacts.
Online, root, open, another Boris, open parenthesis, away, close, Death Cook, open, Death slash Mel, colon, only,
so we're
Eric, level 1.
Just moving through that.
DJ Patty, level 1.
And it will go on as I move through the different contacts that are in my contacts list. I can press Enter and go ahead and send a message. And I can, I think, press the first letter.
J Bell is,
yes, I can.
One.
I can press the first letter of the contact to get to that particular letter of the alphabet. And now I can down arrow.
JC, the Gus, Jeff Bish, Jeff Cypo, Julia, level 1.
And there's Julia, my fiancée, so I'm going to press enter on her name.
Julia, level 1. Compose message, rich text editor.
And I can now just type, hello.
Hello.
This
is
a test
for
my
review. Review.
And press enter. Now, if we tab around the screen.
Rich text editor, you are chatting with colon Julia. Jonathan says colon hello. This is a test for my review.
And
compose message. Rich
text editor. We'll just tab again. I'm back
Julia
in.
Julia says colon hi. Glad to help with the review.
And so it's automatically speaking that, and I just type thanks in reply. And press enter. And so
Jonathan says colon.
it didn't say what I said, but it sent it. Okay, and so that's MSN Messenger. You can stay in the window, and the chat's really easy, or you
Julius
can...
Julius F. Colin, you're welcome.
And you can go ahead and go into other applications, and you'll be alerted when an instant message pops up. There's a little pop-up that appears, and you can press enter on the chat button, and that takes focus straight back to the conversation window, and you can take a look at what has come in and type a reply. So in essence, that is MSN Messenger. It works pretty well. There aren't any of the hotkeys to, for example, move through different parts of the conversation that have existed in the past or anything like that, but at a very basic level, which is really what you're talking about on a pocket device, it works really well, and I have been able to do MSN instant messaging really effectively on this little device. Let's take a look now at some of the telephone features of this Qtec 9100 running mobile speak pocket. I'm going to go to the start menu. I have the keyboard extended, so I'll just tap the Windows key.
Today.
And now we'll press, we'll go down to contacts.
Calendar. Contacts.
Because these applications are integrated. From within the contacts, you can quite easily make a phone call, for example. So we'll press enter. And it's bringing up my rather large list of contacts, so it will take a while to load them.
Contacts window, list, Adler, Gary, button 1, new, button 2, menu.
And we can down arrow here.
Aguilar, Julia.
Okay, so if I wanted to call Julia's mobile, for example, the easiest way to do that is from within the contacts, just hold down the enter key for about more than half a second.
Enter, Aguilar.
And you can hear a little beep.
Disabled.
And now we have phone numbers come up. Call work. There is no work number here.
Call home.
That's not disabled, so we can do that.
Call mobile.
So if I press enter on call mobile, and we'll probably get all sorts of interference, I'll try and keep the phone away from the equipment as best I can. Yeah, you can hear,
phone window,
hear the interference.
Button two menu.
Hello. To be connected with Julia Aguilar, please hold the line.
Okay, and now it's ringing. I'll just press the... So there's a lot of interference there, but as you can hear, it has gone ahead and made the call, and you could hear the ringtone from T-Mobile that she has assigned. So you can do it that way. You can go into the contacts, you can select the contact you want. It's also really efficient because, in fact, if I just go back into the contacts now...
Calendar. Today. Contacts.
We'll go back in.
List. Aguilar, Julia.
Now, I can actually press, for example,
window,
a combination...
Aguilar, Julia. Button 1, new, button 2, menu, list, Aguilar, Julia.
So I can press a combination of letters to quickly get to where I want to be. If I want to call NFB Newsline, for example, I can very quickly type N-E-W-S.
S Newsline.
And it's found Newsline. Then all I need to do is bring up that little context menu and call. So it's really easy to make calls from the contacts. If you want to, you can actually bring up the phone application. To do that, there are two buttons that I haven't talked about on this device so far. They are the talk button and the end button. And the talk button, as the screen faces you, is on the left of the screen at the very bottom of the phone, and the end button is on the right. So if I press the talk button now, the phone application
will... Phone window, button 1, contacts, button 2, menu.
So, if I tab around here...
Delete. List. 1.
Now I'm on a telephone keypad that I can kind of move through virtually. So, I just use the arrow keys.
2. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
And so I'm on 7 now. So if I up arrow,
4.
I'm on 4. If I up arrow again,
1.
I'm on 1. So it's like you're using a real telephone keypad here. If that seems a little bit cumbersome, then you can just zap out the QWERTY keyboard, and the top row, the QWERTY row, has automatically become a number row. You don't have to press any special key when you're in the phone application, and so you can just press a number. So if I press the number 1, for example,
1,
and then I can go
8,
you can hear the tones
0,
now
space.
Okay, you can hear the tones being pressed as I press the keys. You can backspace, and delete characters.
Right.
And also, you can, of course, get to the contacts from here. If we go into the menu...
Hold disabled.
A lot of these features are disabled until you're on a call, but you can put a call on hold.
Mute disabled. Turn speakerphone on, disabled.
You can also turn the speakerphone on just by holding down the talk button for about a second or so when you're on a call, and then you're on speaker.
Turn hands-free on, disabled. Conference, disabled.
So if you are a subscriber to conference service, and most GSM networks seem to throw it in for nothing these days, you can really easily generate a conference call using this phone, which is nice.
Paste, disabled. View contact. Create note. Call history. Speed dial.
So when you go into the call history, you can look at calls that you have both sent and received since you last cleared the history. You can also implement a filter on this information. So you can bring up a menu and choose filter, and you can elect to see only missed calls, for example, and then it's really easy to return those calls from within there. You can also filter based on calls that you've made, so it's a good way of keeping track. It's really easy if you've received a call and you want to add that telephone number to a new contact for you to do that. So it's a pretty comprehensive personal information management system, all built into this telephone application.
Options.
You can also assign a ringtone to a specific contact. The phone will vibrate if you want it to do that. It will ring and vibrate at the same time. You can turn the ringer off and just have it vibrate. The one thing that does disappoint me so far is that there doesn't seem to be a way to silence the ringer so that you can hear the caller ID information unimpeded. You're kind of getting the caller ID information interspersed with the ring. I guess there are a couple of strategies to deal with that. One is that you could just have the phone on vibrate so that the caller information is clearer, or you can just go ahead and assign ringtones to regular callers. It's easy to do that. It will actually take MP3 files as ringtones as well, which really gives you a lot of flexibility to create your own ringtones and make some quite novel effects there. You can also assign speed dials, up to 99 of them, which makes the process even easier. Those keys from 1 to 9, the first 9 speed dials, you can just hold the key on the QWERTY keyboard and it will automatically dial that. I have number 1 assigned to my voicemail, for example, so all I need to do is press the talk button to get to my phone application, hold down the number 1, and it will go ahead and make a call. Well, just before we conclude this look at MobileSpeak Pocket running on this QTEC 9100, one of the great things about Pocket PC is, of course, the ability to download other applications off the internet, try them out. Sometimes they'll work pretty well, sometimes they won't. And, of course, there are users that you can communicate with who may have been there before you, who can save you some research time. And we'll talk about ways to get in touch with the MobileSpeak user base at the end of this review. One off-the-shelf application that works really well and that is certainly worth the money is Microsoft Voice Command. This retails for $39. You can sometimes find it cheaper, and there are places that you can download the package off the web. One of the places that I've found to be really good for these kinds of things is Handango.com. That's Handango.com, which is where I picked up my copy of Microsoft Voice Command. Microsoft Voice Command is speaker-independent voice recognition for your Pocket PC. What that means is that you don't have to train it, you don't have to even enter voice tags for your contacts as you do so often on other phone devices. And in fact, this phone does have voice tagging built in, but you have to actually record a voice tag for each contact that you want to use in that way. With Microsoft Voice Command, you just simply work with your contacts and other functions without having to do any kind of training at all. When I read about this, I thought it was too good to be true, but actually it isn't. It works exactly as advertised, and it works just as well as it does on the demo, which is on Microsoft's website. You can assign a button to Microsoft Voice Command, and on this device, there is a button 5, which MobileSpeak Pocket doesn't use. On the QTEC 9100, the button 5 is used to invoke the comm manager. So that's okay, I have substituted voice command instead. All I do is press that button, wait for the tone, and give it a command. It's pretty self-explanatory, but let's go through and show you how it works. Help.
Choose a help topic, phone, contacts, media, calendar, start menu, status, or general.
General.
General. Press the voice command button to talk or interrupt. Hold to cancel. Select help from the start menu for more help.
So help is divided into different categories and it's pretty comprehensive. It comes with a user guide as well. What's my next appointment?
At 4 p.m. weekly conference call, location New Zealand conference number.
What are my appointments tomorrow?
Tomorrow, no items.
Start Comm Manager. So it's gone ahead and you heard the click and it's
Comm Manager window.
It's brought up the Comm Manager fine, and you can do that with any application. Remember, I haven't trained it to do any of this. If it sees the application, then it will just go ahead and start it. So, open Pocket MSN. You can say open as well as start. It's, it
Pocket MSN window list, MSN Messenger, button 1 done, button 2 options.
It understands a range of similar commands to try and make it as intuitive as possible. What's my battery strength?
The battery level is 85%.
What's my signal strength?
The signal strength is 100%.
Okay, now we can move on to some of the contact features that are available in the device. And again, this is speaker independent. So we can do, for example, call Julia Aguilar at home.
Julia Aguilar at home.
And you can hear the GSM, and very shortly you'll
phone
hear the
phone.
And the phone is ringing. I'll just press the end key to stop that. And you can do that. You can say call whoever at work, call whoever mobile, or if you don't know what category of number exists, we can, for example, do this. Let's try call Dominic Gagliano.
Dominic Gagliano at work or mobile.
So it's come up with a question, call at work or mobile, and on the screen, the contact has come up so that I can choose that way as well. And I can just simply say work or mobile, and it will call the contact. So this is an example of where the voice command is really efficient, because you don't have to worry about tapping, you don't have to use a little keyboard, you can just go ahead and essentially give it commands. Now, it doesn't do dictation, unfortunately. You can't go into a Pocket Word document and talk to it and have it transcribe, which would be truly marvellous, but I doubt that the CPU power exists for that to happen at this point. When you are presented with a list in voice command, you can say that one as soon as you hear the item that you want to select, and it will go ahead and select it. And it's pretty powerful. Let's show you what we can do with Windows Media Player, which is in this device, because this is pretty cool. There are all kinds of levels that you can do this, but let's start with the basics. Play music.
What do you want to play? Album, artist, genre, or anything?
Artist.
Which artist? Billy Joel, Eagles, or The Beatles?
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Okay, and we... Actually, that sounds pretty good.
Windows Media Window.
Now we can interrupt this and say, next.
Next track.
Okay, and it's playing, we can work it out. How about, play Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
Okay, so now it's playing Billy Joel's version of All Shook Up. Let's see if we can do this by genre. Play rock.
Which album? Hotel California. My lives. For the Capitol Anthems Volume 1, EP.
Hotel California.
Hotel California.
Okay, and it's now playing from the rock genre, so you can choose by genre as well. We can use standard Windows Media Player commands. We can pause this. Pause.
Paused.
And that we can resume it. Play. And it's come back. And that is essentially the way that you can command Windows Media Player. We just stop it now. Stop.
Stopped.
So, for example, I've loaded this up with a whole bunch of old-time radio, and as long as OTR is in the genre field, I can say play OTR, and it will play it at random. You can also just do the whole thing completely randomly by saying play anything.
Anything.
And it's chosen the Billy Joel track. I've just got a few on the SD card at the moment for demonstration purposes. Stop.
Stopped.
So this is just awesome. I'm just so wrapped with this interface and the Microsoft Voice Command. There are other applications that promise even more voice functionality for Pocket PC devices. I haven't tested them for voice recognition or ease of use. There's a lot of configurability here in terms of the phone. We can say call back to call back the last person that called us. We can say redial. We can also dictate a phone number to it, although I have found some difficulty in making that one work. That is the only thing that I've found some reliability issues with. We can also, for example, say to it, what calls have I missed?
No missed calls.
So there's all kinds of good stuff here. Microsoft Voice Command, it's worth exploring if you are going to get one of these Pocket PC devices. And so that is a broad overview of my experiences to date with MobileSpeak Pocket from Code Factory. You can also get MobileSpeak Pocket through Humanware and its dealers. And I must say I'm very impressed with this. To have this Pocket PC functionality truly on a Pocket-based device makes all the difference and makes it, in my view, a viable choice for a blind person to look at. This is a fairly young product, and yet the development has been phenomenal. It's remarkably stable, given the complexities involved and the short time that it's been around. And Code Factory have demonstrated a commitment to continuous improvement and getting out fixes. They are an extremely responsive company, and this is very exciting stuff indeed. Find out more by visiting www.codefactory.es. You can also go to the MobileSpeak Pocket community website, which is a great initiative, and that's www.mspusers.com. And you can also subscribe, I think through either of those sites, to the MobileSpeak Pocket mailing list. This is well frequented by Code Factory staff, knowledgeable users and dealers, and it's really great if you're just getting into the world of Pocket PC, because there is a bit of a learning curve here. MobileSpeak Pocket, well worth investigating, very exciting technology.